Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tested over and over and over again that I watch a show called Doc, which you said premiered on CBS and that Netflix then put up on Netflix as well. On,
which is weird because you would think it'd be on Paramount.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, it airs on CBS.
So finally, I'm like, okay, fine. I had a lot of cleaning to do this weekend. So I finally settled down and I was like, I will check this out because the premise is interesting and I wanted to talk about it. We'll play you the trailer here in a second. But it raises the question, what if the last 8 years of your life were erased and you woke up tomorrow on this day in 2017? Would you want to know what you missed?
Oh, my God.
Would you want people to tell you? Would you want to redo any of the same things? Think about how old your kids might be, who you might be married to. This is the trailer from Netflix.
She has no recollection of the last 8 years.
You have partial retrograde amnesia.
What are you allowed to get my memories back?
It's the brain. Nobody knows.
Babe, what's wrong?
We're not together anymore. We got divorced.
What?
She looks at me like she used to, you know, before everything happened.
The woman created a toxic work environment.
Get out of this room right now.
If we don't figure this out, you could be dead in a month.
What is your problem?
You can't speak to people like that.
Okay, so it is based on a true story of a doctor in Italy who I think was a little bit older, and I think the time period was longer than 8 years. It might have been 10 or 14 years. But it's the only person I knew out of the cast was the main character whose name escapes me and Scott Wolf, who I know from Party of Five and who's done a bunch of other stuff. But it's the premise is, as you kind of heard, on present day, she, well, 8 years ago when this accident happened, this car accident happened, she was the chief of internal medicine at this hospital in Minneapolis, and she's kind of a jerk. And nobody likes her, but everybody respects her as a doctor. And then she gets into this horrible car accident, brain injury, loses the last 8 years of memory, but still knows everything up until then, including all of her medical knowledge up until then. And so the series, and I think I'm almost done with season one, and I know there's a season two that's out as well. The series is about, you know, does she get to practice medicine again? If so, how far back does she have to start? What about her family? As you heard and might have gathered, she was married and then she got divorced and they have a child together. And her husband, her ex-husband, is in charge of the hospital. And so they work together. Who's going to tell her all of these things? There was a big thing that happened the day of the accident at the hospital. There was an alleged wrongdoing that now she doesn't remember. And then over the course of the series, it's her trying to figure all this stuff out. Like, there are certain things that people keep from her on purpose. And it was interesting. And it moves a little slow. Like, it's not The Pit, but it's worth watching. And it gets a pretty good rating. But I was thinking about that. Rewind to 2017. And think about, like, the major events in your life and what you were good at and what, if you could take any of the last 8 years out pandemic, would you? You know, what would you redo? Because she comes back as a much nicer person. We were talking about Regarding Henry was kind of like that.
Yeah.
And second time around, because she didn't have the 8 years to get all jerky.
Yeah.
She's much nicer.
My life would be weird because I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm still doing radio on KNBC.
I'm here.
Nothing eventful happened. Oh,
yeah.
I worked at five different. I lived in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Was Henry, or excuse me, was Finn born yet?
Yeah, he would have been
point,
one.
He would have been one. Okay, so.
You know what? So how did that draft pick, Patrick Mahomes, work out for the Chiefs?
Uh-huh.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
It was weird that we're taking a quarterback when we have Alex Smith on the team, but I mean, he looked pretty good in preseason. I don't know.
What would you be surprised to know? What would you, and keep in mind, like there were opportunities in those 8 years. There were things that had happened in the 6 months before her accident. There was somebody she got involved with. And she wakes up and she doesn't remember that relationship at all. Does he tell her or not? Mm-hmm. Do you want to have that again? Do you want to know about it or do you not want to know about it?
I would be really upset, I guess, from a personal perspective, not being funny anymore, but from a personal perspective, I would be upset about so many things that I missed out on,
mm-hmm.
or that I don't remember.
That you don't remember taking part in.
My children and
8 years and of your son
best,
growing up,
the best years of like their lives. I mean, mm-hmm. as far as like, they're so awesome. Kids are so great. Mm-hmm. I know you shouldn't grade these things, but kids are at their best between like 3 and 10. And yeah, I'd wake up and my youngest would be 9.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got like a year left of this. I would have missed the Chiefs being in 5 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. and winning 3 of them after spending my whole life just praying that they'd be in an AFC championship game.
We don't need to talk about politics, but no. Some pretty historic politics happened in last 8 years.
How is he still president? That
the law doesn't allow that.
That doesn't make any sense. The 22nd Amendment.
Yeah. 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 The changes in the law, Roe versus Wade. I mean, just think mm-hmm. about all the things that are different now compared to 2017. And in the show, I won't ruin it for you because it just came out this year, but there's in those 8 years, she experienced a pretty major loss that she has to be told about again and relive again. Wow. And, you know, and just like your loved ones have to decide and you have to trust them to tell you about all those things or not. It's just really interesting. And again, because it's based on a true story, it's so much more interesting to me.
913-586-7798 from the text line. I'd still think that TikTok is a Kesha song.
Yes.
I guess. I think there was TikTok back in 20. I might be wrong. It seems like the new thing.
It wasn't a big thing.
Maybe it was Vine back then. I don't know. From the text line, I'd meet my kids again at new ages, which would be terrifying, but also beautiful in a way, because it'd be like meeting them for the first time. But,
and you could redo stuff like you could.
So on the show, she lived her whole life.
Yes.
And then just something happened to her brain. And now she just doesn't remember any of this.
Right.
Stuff.
Okay. And they do all these things to try to get her to remember.
Yeah.
And nothing works. And there are a few things that she figures out. She kind of puts 2 and 2 together and figures some things out. But like she looks through her old email,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't know and asks questions about some of the names that come up. And it's interesting how they play it out, her figuring certain things out and not.
Do I still owe my student loans from the text line if I can't remember them? If my college degree means nothing. Do I still owe money on it? Well, unfortunately, I don't remember anything from college, and I don't owe money anymore, but I had to pay off my student loans.
She has to go back and do, she doesn't have to do med school, but she basically has to go back 8 years in her medical career. She has to retake her boards to prove that she still has all the knowledge she says she does.
I wonder, a lot of people are saying about their personal relationships with their spouse. Like, I'd fall in love with my spouse all over again. Would you? You don't know.
Would
they fall in love with you? Would they want you back?
Maybe they moved on.
Yeah.
That's what happens
in the show.
Yeah.
Right. And you have no idea why.
And she's still, like, in her head, it's still 8 years ago, and she's still in love with him. But he has gotten married and is expecting a baby with somebody else.
What else? I mean, obviously the pandemic.
Right.
You would have missed out on that. Though that seems like such a fever dream now that we went through it. But at the same time, it's just, it's hard to explain to each other like that what we went through,
even though we were all there. And it's kind of like now we like to pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah,
it's kind of the elephant in the room. Like it's still one big shared experience that we had some different outcomes from depending on how you went through the pandemic, whether you were alone or not, or whether you kept your job or had kids or whatever. But it's like, we don't want to talk about it.
I would probably be just Googling constantly which celebrities were dead. Wait, Betty White died? No!
Oh, yeah. You know? Like, what questions would you ask? Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the funnier ones. But like, was there, what big developments were there in terms of, who's still with us and who isn't?
On one hand, I don't know that, oddly, technology has changed that much. As far as
it's maybe gotten better,
it's right. Like your phone from 8 years ago isn't going to be that much different than the phone you have now.
There's nothing you have to be taught how to use.
Right.
So that's good.
So the learning curve, it wouldn't be like if you lost 8 years in, I don't know, 1988 to 1996, you go, whatever you, when you start being cognizant again, all of a sudden the internet's a huge thing. Email, people are using that. Like you just learned how to use a fax machine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think about the number of relationships that I've been in since 2017. And if you, the funniest part I think is having other people have to explain to you these things. Well, what if you didn't tell everybody everything? Yeah. I don't, I'm pretty private in a lot of ways. And so there are certain things that I would never know because I didn't share them with anybody.
Somebody said I'd get to finally watch all the shows that that I missed, or rewatch shows all over again.
I mean, what if you have to? What if you, like, not us, but what if you had to start back in your career 8 years ago? Mm. Like, where were you in your job 8 years ago? Because she had to go back there and then some.
Start over,
You know, would you want that maybe? Because you get to do it better this time or make different choices now.
Yeah.
It's just a fascinating concept.
There was a movie out in 2003 called Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey. And what's her name from Titanic?
Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm. And the premise of the movie is there's this company that will erase whatever memories you want erased.
Okay.
And the idea is you've had a traumatic breakup and you're going through something awful, then you go there and they wipe that clean and you still remember, you know, your day-to-day life. You just have no memory of that person anymore.
Yeah.
But the kind of interesting thing that happens in the movie is she gets it and he gets it. They both get the procedure. He gets it because he found out that she got it and was like, well, she's going to erase me, then I'm going to erase her. And then they find their way back to each other.
Aw.
Like just by happenstance over and over again. And it's like, I've thought about that a lot. Like if you could just erase certain things from your memory, if you could do it selectively, would you? And it's tough because there are certain traumatic things I've gone through that I don't like are in there, but also at the end of the day, it makes me who I am.
They shaped you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't have this, then you wouldn't have that. Then you wouldn't have that. There are a few things that I would happily kind of, you know, like not major, like life altering traumas, but there are a few breakups I would happily not remember. Like just erase those relationships entirely. That'd
be
fine.
Don't you think that, like, it is right? Cause I was thinking personal traumas, like my brother dying,
my dad. Yeah. Dad, the same thing.
But the thing is, if you erase that, you'd probably just fill in the gap anyway.
Right.
You know, your
right.
brain
and
has
you make it up.
Your brain does that regardless. Mm-hmm. Like our memories are not 100% factual.
Right.
We like to think they are, but memory's really faulty. It's basically like a VHS that keeps recording over and over and over itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember events totally different than people who were there with you and experienced them.
They have learned that from 9/11. There are studies about this that are, if you ask people on 9/11, where were you? How'd you find out? What's your memory of the day? Ask them a year later about that. Where were you on the day? And ask them 10 years or 20 years later, the story changes over time.
Yeah.
You just don't remember as much, or you go off of what other people told you about it. And you figure that into your memory instead of what you actually experienced.
But the Mandela effect, that started because people were convinced that Nelson Mandela was already dead when he died.
Right.
And then like the Berenstain Bears thing and the misspelling with that, there's a million different examples of that. It's just memory is faulty.
Yeah.
And instead of people accepting that memory is faulty, they go, nope, there was an entirely different universe.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but somehow our universes collided, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
This is a sad one from the text line. Would my dog remember me?
Aww.
If yes, we're fine. If no, then I would want to go back under. again, this isn't an under thing. Like, mm-hmm. she just doesn't remember. But yeah. I get what you're saying.
8 years?
Yeah.
Would the dog remember?
I think the dog would still remember because you were in this scenario, mm-hmm. the dog.
You were there the whole time.
Yeah. The dog might be like struck by how nice you are now, mm-hmm. after being a jerk for a while.
Yeah. The question is, what would your memory of the dog be?
Yeah.
You'd remember the dog as being a puppy and not remember. Like, that's such a sad thing, mm-hmm. about just all the stuff that you, like you said, you miss the growing up.
Yeah.
You miss the, their conversation. She has a daughter in the show and the daughter has to tell her several times. Yeah, mom, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm good. We already had that conversation before.
Yeah.
So.
It's fascinating.
Anyway, it's on Netflix.
All right. Coming up, sticking to pop culture, there's a Dirty Dancing dinner theater.
I think you guys should go.
And despite the fact that I've never seen the movie.
This is the way to see it.
And we'll never watch the movie. Jamie is convinced that Quentin and I need to go to the Dirty Dancing dinner theater. It's fun to say. Say it. Dirty Dancing dinner theater.
You guys could take dance lessons.
Just one more reason not to go. Talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies. If he owes you one, this is the one to take him to, I think. Dirty Dancing, the dining experience, Kansas City. Popped up on my Facebook feed today. It is at a secret location, so we don't even
Thank
know
God.
Where this is.
Oh, no.
So I'm on selloutickets.com is why I don't know if this will sell out, but it's I like the optimism. Get ready to have the time of your life.
Huh? Because of the song.
At Dirty Dancing, the dining experience, a dazzling tribute to one of the most iconic love stories and ones that could never be told of the 80s. This immersive evening brings the electrifying world of Dirty Dancing to life through live music, passionate performances, and sing-along moments you will not forget. Mm-hmm. So I think it's basically going to be, you're going to go to Kellerman's, which for those who haven't seen the movie, that's where a lot of this takes place, is at Kellerman's Resort. And you could probably take dance lessons. Mm-hmm. And this is basically going to be Dirty Dancing the musical.
And you also eat because it's dinner theater.
Yeah, so that's like, included with your ticket. A welcome drink to kick off the night. And a meal inspired by the film's resort setting. It was set in the 60s, was it not? 1960?
You're asking me.
I'm close.
And I have actively avoided the movie. I take that back. I remember walking through the living room once when my mom and dad and grandma, I think
1963,
were watching it.
Okay.
And they told me to go get out of here. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. So we can talk about what food would be served at Kellerman's Resort.
Nobody puts gravy in the corner.
1963, because there was no, there was never talk of the food in the movie. Let's see. You get a welcome drink, access to the full live immersive performance, photo ops, and post-show dance party vibes. The dress code is resort chic. 60s flair encouraged.
Okay.
Do you want to guess how much this is? It's two dates, Saturday, November 15th and Sunday, December 7th. You can book tickets now.
$30 a piece.
That might be what you think it should be, but that is not, in fact,
$300
how much it costs. $99 a person.
Okay, that's.
It's probably 3 hours. That's not bad to have dinner included. The food's probably fine, but it's not That's so I don't do, if you're new to the show, I don't do musicals, period. I don't do musical theater. I don't do musical movies.
You don't like musicals?
I cannot stand musicals. I hate it with.
So you don't like music?
I don't. I like music. I like theater.
Okay.
I absolutely
don't like the combination.
I do not like people breaking out into song. Before you text in, well, you haven't seen Book of Mormon or you haven't seen this. No, I don't do musicals. So I would not go to this.
Have a hard line. That's
it's very, I have been, I've tried several. Mm-hmm. I've gone to Broadway in New York and been, no, I can't do it. So I'm not going to this because I don't, even though I like the music, I don't like this premise that,
okay,
that it's going to be a musical, but there will be a lot of women my age there.
Okay.
This will be, this is tailored to 30s and 40s and 50s women.
Didn't they try to make a remake or whatever?
There was a TV show.
It was Dirty Dancing Havana.
Havana Nights.
Havana Nights.
They made, I have a memory. My mom is listening and probably text me and tell me this. I very clearly remember us putting up the Christmas tree one year on a Friday night and Dirty Dancing, the TV show was on a Friday night. And this would have been like late 80s, early 90s, probably. They've tried to redo it a lot. There's only one Patrick Swayze.
Here's the problem. I'm trying to come up with the names, and the only line from the movie I know is baby. Or is nobody puts baby in the corner.
I mean, that's the famous line.
So nobody puts bacon in the corner. That's,
do you remember?
I got like so many, but they're just based on that.
Do you know any of the famous scenes? I know you haven't seen it, but do you know the lift?
I know Jerry
the scene
Orbach
on the tree
from Law and Order's in it.
Where they do the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He picks
her up. The tree over the river where they're...
Nope.
He's balancing on the tree.
Nope.
Do you know about the abortion?
Jesus.
That's what I mean. This movie cannot be made now. You couldn't do it.
What?
He's 10 years old. I don't know how old he is, how much older he is than her. Probably 10 years older than her, and she's underage.
She had his abortion.
I mean, it's implied. It's strongly implied.
What?
So, yeah, it gets a little dark at times.
This is like a romantic movie that women...
Big hit.
In like, their 40s swore
one of the
over?
Biggest hits of all time.
Oh, my God.
I remember as a kid, that last scene with the lift, watching that last scene on VHS over and over and over and over and over again until I had to leave for school as a kid. This will sell out. Because, men, you owe her something. She...
Mm-hmm.
You have done something.
No, she
to,
will,
to go to
she
this.
She owes you if you take her to this.
Or that's, you play it that way,
that's
fine.
That's the way you should play it.
She owes you a day of watching football. Oh, wait. You already get that.
Day of watching football.
You already get all yes. that.
Yeah.
So
she
I don't
owes
know.
You something else.
I don't know what you aren't getting that you want, but sure.
I mean, not me personally, but I think a lot of guys... You're going to something like this so they can think about Patrick Swayze when the lights go off.
But how many men went to Chapel Roan with their because their women wanted to go, or Taylor Swift because their women wanted to go, or
God, I'm so glad my wife isn't a girl.
Just saying, this'll do really well. Not for me, but it'll.
So Katie kind of did want to go to Chapel Roan, but we didn't. I mean, she didn't. She was kind of like, I don't know. I'm worried about it.
I didn't want to be around 40,000 people.
That's
one
pretty
time.
Much was her
that
thing.
Was my
like,
reason.
I don't want to be around a lot
like,
of
I'd go to the show, but not with 40,000 of my
anyway,
not best friends.
Back to this. I don't know. I think Katie and I have such similar interests, though, that we don't typically, I don't know. Like, she doesn't care about Dirty Dancing.
I'm looking up what the menu would be.
Definitely wouldn't want to do this if it involves taking dance classes or whatever.
But the fun part about this would be everyone who goes is going to be in the spirit of it. You're gonna know every song, so you're gonna sing along to every song there is. So that'll be a fun environment to sing along to. She's Got the Wind and Hungry Eyes and
I'm genuinely trying.
Some kind of wonderful.
I'm distracted a little bit because I'm genuinely trying to think of something. Katie's like been like, oh come on, you can't do this for me. Type of thing. I really can't think of anything.
Okay, here's what the menu might include as I Google food out of the 1960s. Because I wasn't alive yet. Tuna noodle casserole, gelatin molds, like a jello salad, pigs in a blanket, alongside more sophisticated items like Swedish meatballs and shrimp cocktail. Can I just eat first?
Yeah.
Not
then dance?
Take part in that, because none of that. Thank God food improved. Since then.
Is there you know what would be the equivalent? Not that I would care about this because I actually think it's a terrible movie, but if there was a Top Gun dinner theater, That would be...
Where would that... What's the setting? What's the bar? What's the name of the bar in the original Top Gun?
I
look at Quentin like one's going to know. There's a... But it needs a setting.
Yes.
Kellerman's is a setting.
Yes. Yeah, there was a bar. I mean, they hung out there. They sang that... Yeah. Not Unchained Melody. You Lost That Love and Feeling.
Yeah.
They sang that at Meg Ryan. Yeah.
It could be set on a volleyball court. Because all the guys play volleyball.
The most homoerotic scene in... film history.
And for Top Gun Maverick, because I actually did go see that. Aviation geek, so I did go see that at a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise talks about how they had to redo. He watched the original cut because there's a volleyball scene in Top Gun Maverick, and he said it wasn't sexy enough.
Oh my God.
And all the guys had been offset for 6 months and mm-hmm. they weren't in shape anymore.
Yeah.
And suddenly they had to go back and reshoot this so it looked sexier.
Oh my God.
So the ladies would like it.
He's like, no, we need more oil.
Yeah.
Diddy couldn't have used all of it. More body oil.
He's going to have to worry. You're not going to have to worry about it here for a bit.
Not anymore.
What other movies?
He probably might need some in jail.
Movies or what other movies could we do a dinner theater out of?
What had
like a classic setting?
That also, what movies are direct dividers of men and women? Like most guys...
Steel Magnolias.
Not go see Dirty Dancing. I actually love Steel Magnolias.
Oh, well, so...
I think Top Gun is
I saw it.
Man movie, but did you really like it?
I did.
I think there's gotta be some overlap because I like Steel Magnolias. Mm-hmm. It became like this thing where it's like, no, it's only, it's like women crying. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
Pretty Woman?
It's one of the best. I've actually never seen Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Thelma and Louise. I think if there's any movie where it's like really? Women yeah. getting revenge on men.
Men don't like that.
Men don't like that.
No, not at all.
I don't like that.
We show you what we're capable of.
I bet this already exists, but a Titanic dinner movie theater.
That's an amazing idea if it doesn't, because it could take place in the Grand Ballroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's not a ton of scenes in that movie.
Also, there's only a couple of big songs.
But the songs... are big.
The song's huge.
But you could have the violin player who plays until the very end.
Just keep playing the same song on loop.
You could.
All right. 913-586-7798. Dinner theater. Out of a movie. What would work?
What would actually work?
What would genuinely work? How about a food-based movie?
Go on.
Now you put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Ratatouille. There you go. Granted, you don't want a bunch of rats.
So Bradley Cooper, there have been several movies that have been based on Anthony Bourdain.
The Kitchen Confidential.
And there was another one called Burn, mm-hmm. I think. He's done a couple of them where he sort of played a Bourdain-like character and they were different movies.
John Favreau, the chef movie.
There was one with, I'm never going to think. She's married to Michael Douglas.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Thank you. She was in one.
Okay.
Who also stars the guy from... God, my brain just hurts. Julia Roberts was in... This is like 7 degrees of something.
Eat, Pray, Love?
No.
Oh.
But that would be a good one for dinner theater.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts was in the movie where she played...
It was set
in California. Yes, probably. Okay, No Reservations. Thank you. That was going to take a while to get to that. But yeah, she plays a chef in that movie. That would work. There are a lot of movies about
with food. What's his face? Aaron Eckhart.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
913-586-7798. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the one that Quentin wants. It's the one he would go to. It's the Titanic dinner theater experience.
All right. So I came up with some during the break. Jaws. There you go. Dinner theater for Jaws. You could have...
Sit on the boat.
Yeah, sit on the boats. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess shark sandwich.
The sound shark, of... Shark fin soup. In the background the whole time.
Yeah, screaming. Mm-hmm. I think actually some movies that would be... That you don't think about as being good food movies, mm-hmm. but would be Italian gangster movies and would be interesting at least. So you have The Godfathers.
Sure.
Goodfellas.
There's always a back room somewhere.
There's always
every restaurant.
Yeah, they're always cooking and they're always at restaurants and they're mm-hmm. always eating.
Yeah. I don't hate that. Like the Italian Job could be a dinner theater.
Willy Wonka.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Ocean's 11. That mm-hmm. could be a fun one set in a Las Vegas casino, especially because Brad Pitt is always eating. You could just eat.
That's a thing in that movie.
It's a thing for Brad Pitt. Yeah. He says he eats in every movie.
Because it makes him look casual, I guess.
You could just eat everything that Brad Pitt eats in the movie.
Yep.
That would be it. What else you got?
Hold on a second. I don't know.
Because it's also a thing to have like pop-up bars and pop-up restaurants based on TV shows. Like the Saved by, wherever they hung out in Saved by the Bell.
The Max.
That did a pop-up restaurant in Chicago and LA, I think. And it was booked for, because again, people our age want to go relive that experience. Upper Perk. That was the one in Friends. That was where they.
Central Perk.
See, I didn't watch the show.
I didn't either.
Impressed that I knew that.
I remember that.
I remember the word perk.
Yeah.
That is a pop-up coffee shop.
Yeah.
For people that like Friends.
The Princess Bride.
I never watched
These are from the text line. Clue. Mean Girls. Back to the Future. That'd be kind of cool because there's always a diner scene mm-hmm. in the Back to the Future movies. He was always going either in the future or the past. He was going to a diner or a bar. Jurassic Park. I guess I think it's gone now, but there was like a dinosaur themed restaurant for like kids, but it was hopefully they don't exist anymore. It was in the Legends and it was,
I think it was too. I remember
terrible.
What
you're talking about. Yeah. Because it was one of those things like, well, look, this is for kids.
It's
like,
the Dino Nuggets. Again, you can eat the Dino Nuggets.
Exactly. They're mm-hmm. not good, but kids
but
eat
there.
Them because they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Casablanca, because it was at a whole bar-themed atmosphere.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
We could do a restaurant based on Cocktail. That's
the
perfect.
Movie. Yeah.
The music was really good.
Yeah. Is that where Kokomo's from?
Yes.
The song Kokomo is from
that? Beach Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Which is
yeah.
funny in a lot of ways. Yeah. It takes place in Indiana, by the way.
Coyote Ugly. Now I'm thinking about movies set in bars.
Coyote Ugly already was a bar.
And it was kind of already a little bit of, but you could do the dinner experience.
Yeah. Beetlejuice. No, come on, people. Yeah. and then we also asked, like, what movies are dividers of the sexes? So women love them, men don't, or men love them and women don't.
Mm-hmm.
Kara, she was texted earlier, and OP said The Princess Bride.
Never seen it. Everybody says I need to watch
it. It's funny because I think it is like a dude's movie that has a girl name. Because I've suggested that me and my sons watch it. And they're like, The Princess Bride?
Because it has a word princess in it?
Why don't we just watch Frozen? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because it's not about... It is about a princess.
Mm-hmm.
It is about saving her. It is not like a traditional Disney fairy tale movie. It's very funny.
What about some of the action movies like Indiana Jones?
I guess so. I think mostly action movies.
Yeah. Or Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Or Star Trek.
There's lots of girls that like Star Wars.
Sure.
There's going to be overlap on all of these.
But for the most part.
For the most part, it's male centric or... marketed towards men anyway.
There is a bar on Tatooine that if any location,
that would be a good dinner theater.
That would be a good dinner
I'm
theater.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
I know. Well, they have it in Disney World.
Do
or
they?
Star Wars World. I don't know. I assume it's in Disney World.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But that they have that bar in like their Star Wars World.
Huh. Okay.
The Devil Wears Prada is a divider. My wife quotes it. I pretend not to know what she's talking about.
Is there one that you secretly like? Like that's kind of a chick flick or a guy flick, but that you secretly like and don't want to admit?
Is I don't secretly like anything. Die Hard, I think.
Okay.
That's a... And it only comes up because when...
I think
actually lots of people like Die Hard, but men just like it way too much. And I love Die Hard. Don't get me wrong. I love Die Hard. Mm-hmm. But I think like some guys have based their entire personalities around that. Same with like John Wick. Those are good movies. It's not worth basing your entire personality on.
Terminator. That's ultimate guy movie.
A League of Their Own. That is one where I guess, I love League of Their Own. It's a great movie.
Yeah, a lot of guys do.
Just like Steel Magnolias. I think it's stupid to sit here and be like, just because it's a movie about women bonding.
Just like, I like Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of women that like, I love Moneyball.
Right.
Even though that's a baseball movie.
Moneyball is such a fascinating.
It's so interesting.
I know people who don't even like baseball that like Moneyball because it's just fascinating watching somebody go against the grain and invent this whole new system and everything.
Yeah. Will the strategy work? That's all you care about.
Forrest Gump.
Which sex doesn't like Forrest Gump?
They said that's not a divider of sex, but it's a generational thing. Boomers love it. Anybody younger than them hates it. I don't hate Forrest Gump. But I feel like if you don't love Forrest Gump, then that makes you...
There's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you. And I don't love Forrest Gump.
It's a long watch. I don't know how long the movie is, but it feels like you're in it for a long time.
The first time I watched it, I was like, this is a great movie. And then it's like, it's on TV all the time. And every time I tune in, you can like set the beats to this movie like this. Oh, has that person died yet? Has that person you love died yet? Has that person you love died yet? Hey, are you crying? Are you crying yet? Are you crying? It is almost like a bully taking your stuff from you when you're a kid. Be like, what are you going to do, cry? Well, we're going to kill Jenny now. Spoiler alert.
I love Armageddon. That's a guy movie. It's a bad movie.
It is a very much a guy movie.
It's horrible, but I love it because it's bad.
I had not seen Armageddon until a couple of years ago. And I remember watching it and going like, this is the dumbest damn movie I've seen.
It's the most scientifically impossible movie that's ever been made, and they all know it.
I think famously Ben Affleck argued with Michael Bay on the set of it and said, wait, why would they teach oil riggers to be astronauts? Couldn't you teach an astronaut to drill for oil easier? And Michael
Bay told him, like, shut up or something.
Told him to off or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi famously said the only reason he did the movie was because he wanted a bigger house.
Yeah.
So that's
good
fine.
Enough. That's
he's good in it.
Michael Caine has a great line about that, like where people make fun of him for being in Jaws 3. And he's like, I don't even remember being in that movie. I just remember the house it bought me.
Yeah.
Finally, Elena in Casey Kasem's Casablanca. Guys love it. Women hate it.
Never seen it.
I don't know, but guys love it. Women hate it. I know that Katie doesn't like it, and it's one of my favorite movies. And I think it's guys like it and then think that it should be romantic, and it's not. It's not a romantic movie. It's about a guy pretending that he doesn't miss this girl, and he's putting on a brave face the whole time. And also at the end, they're fighting Nazis.
Okay.
All right. So that's it.
All right. Well,
coming up, the Chiefs are playing tonight in Jacksonville. I've been waiting all show
5.5 hours
to see if there's an update on Xavier Worthy. Sorry, you know what? I meant to do this earlier. We need to be the only show that pronounces his name correctly. His name is Xavier Worthy.
Is that true?
It is true.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I saw an interview with Rich Eisen. He kept calling him Xavier. And somebody in the comments said, no, his name is Xavier. It was a video you put out in college, like asked him, how is your name pronounced? And he's like, oh, it's not Xavier. It's Xavier.
That's never been corrected in the media.
Never been corrected in the media.
He's a big enough deal. Get his name right.
I agree. Anyway, is Xavier Worthy, the X receiver, playing for the Chiefs tonight? We'll find out.
Roughly 5.5 hours until game time for the Chiefs. What's our status?
Yesterday got some shocking breaking news. Xavier Worthy had his ankle swell up on the plane ride. And then they said he's questionable to play tonight. It looks like he is definitely going to play. It's not even a game time decision. He's going to play. They were saying that they just put it on there as a precaution. It wasn't that big of a deal. And I was watching a doctor on Twitter. What is this guy's name? David J. Chow, who used to be, I believe, the Rams trainer, say that type of thing happens on planes all the time. Like it happened. He's like, it's
with the air. Yeah. And like, yeah.
And it's part of me wonders if they put him on there as a little bit of gamesmanship, like where they didn't need to, but yeah. Like, oh, just a precaution. Like maybe you need to prepare for him. Maybe you don't. Maybe he's not going to be very good. Or maybe he's just going to be as good as he was last week.
Can I add some context to this as well?
Yes.
Is if you step inside the trainer's room, you have to go on the injury report.
Yeah.
So if you get any sort of treatment for anything, you have to go on the injury report. So if his ankle swelled up and he had a conversation with the trainer, then he has to go on the injury report.
The more stressful thing is Patrick Mahomes keeps showing up on the injury report.
Right.
Needs to stop.
If he gets any sort of treatment,
yeah.
Even if it's not that serious, he has to go on the injury report.
Last week, the week before last, it was his wrist. And then this week, it was his groin. And all I know is he's not in as many commercials as he used to be, but the one commercial he's in is that State Farm commercial with Megan Trainor. All of a sudden, they're making jokes about how he doesn't have a real trainer.
Uh-huh.
And he's getting on the injury report. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it.
My brain forgot where I was there for a second. Yep. How's the other team? Who are we playing?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Pretty good defense. Their defense is basically based on being able to get a lot of takeaways. They lead the league in interceptions and fumbles.
Okay.
They've gotten over three per game from, I think they got four against the 49ers, okay. But the Chiefs don't turn the ball over. We've only had one interception, and that was when Kelsey, the ball bounced off his hands.
Okay.
And it ended up in interception against the Eagles. So I don't think, I'm not nearly as worried about this game as I was against even the Giants. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good.
Teams turned a corner, beat the Ravens, going into Jacksonville with confidence.
Bills lost and Eagles lost.
Bills lost, Eagles lost, Chargers lost. If we win tonight, we're back in first place in the division, kind of. Well, we tied.
Close enough.
Tied with three other teams. Anyway, that's all tonight. Right. Dan and Parks, I think.
Someone.
Somebody.
Not sure.
Somebody under their title.
Sam's here.
Be up next. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.